Well,
Hello, sister. Hey.
hi, sister, soul sister. Hey, sister.
What's up? Hello, listeners and viewers. We're here with our, I've got tea today. What do you got?
Cheers. I have, what I am drinking is mushroom tea. You know, that
Oh, I
mushroom
like.
coffee, I should say.
Yes, I
Yeah.
do like that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I have one today. It's really good. It's, well, some of them taste like shit. I'm not gonna
Like
lie.
lit or like dirt. Kind
I
of.
mean, literally, like, yeah, it looks like you're eating like out of the asshole of a mushroom.
Ew.
Hi, welcome to Lightworkers Unite.
Now I have this weird visual, like there's genitals on a mushroom. That's really weird. So.
I know, I'm sorry. It's just, but I'm sure people can relate. You know, the mushroom tea coffee is all a rage right now. Have you tried a
Yeah.
couple of these?
Well, I used to do it a long time ago, like 5 years ago. I was into mushroom coffee drink or whatever, but no, not the latest thing. But mushroom elixir, I have. They were at the Hay House event, actually. Anyway,
Oh,
yes.
love it. But
They're
yeah,
someone
that's
we
what we're
should
doing.
have on our show, actually, too. They have a podcast too. I was talking, and we should have them,
Oh,
right? Because
well.
we're bringing in guests, Manjeet.
Yeah, it's happening. We're doing some brainstorming now that we're kind of getting back into the swing of things.
That's right, back into the flow.
I don't know why I'm singing so much today. So I don't know what's going to happen in this episode, but we're doing it. It's going to be great.
Okay. Yeah.
All
What are we
right.
talking
Welcome
about today?
to.
Welcome to, oh,
Cheers.
say that again. It was glitchy. Say it again.
Light. Welcome to Lightworkers Unite. Cheers.
Enter
Sorry, I don't know.
intro. Lightworkers Unite is a podcast and social show hosted by intuitive women, lightworkers, and most importantly, friends, Mayumin Manjeet. Welcome to our podcast, Lightworkers Unite, where we believe there is a lightworker within all of us.
Whether you are a medium, an educator, or a nuclear medicine technologist, there is a lightworker within you, and we have work to do.
This is a safe and sacred place where lightworkers connect, grow, and learn.
And share our light with the world. Awesome. Well, how are you doing today? How's it going for you, my dear?
Doing great. It's Monday. We're just coming off of the beautiful, magical event that we had on Saturday at Kindred Healing Space with the amazing Donna. We had our mystical night in. I felt it was amazing. I like all the things. It had really great energy, great flow. It felt very high vibe to me. But all the beautiful vendors. So here's to acknowledging all the wonderful vendors that were there that had their tables and did readings and sold their beautiful art or are there all their things, healers, intuitives, all the things. And then thanks to all those that got to be attendees and walking through and buying stuff and getting readings and sitting in our beautiful, we had three studio groups. Yep. And offered readings. And so, yeah. How about
Yeah,
you?
it was
I
pretty
felt.
awesome. Yeah, I loved the the space is gorgeous. So if you've never been to
Gorgeous.
the healing space, Donna has just created the most amazing space. It was like three levels, and so there were all kinds of things going on. And the tickets were $55, so it was very reasonable. I know it was
I
crazy.
know.
And then they could sign up for one of three sessions with us. And so that was really cool to meet all these new people, right? That, are some were people, some were not, lots were not. And then just, getting a chance to see these beautiful vendors. And the thing I love about this is we were all local and all women. I mean, it was right. It was just so
Did I see
empowering.
any males walking through?
Just our sweet,
Well, sweet
whoa,
Michael,
just
whoa. Whoa.
yeah.
Yeah. The daddy-o, whoa. But I know that there was a male that had registered, bought tickets, and I think came in because there was a male, Nick, was supposed to join our third group. But I didn't see any Nick wandering the halls. So that's why I was like, I didn't see him. It was all women.
It was a and the vendors, right? These are women that were just trying to, like, just hustling and being vendors and marketing their things. And Donna just gave them that opportunity to be seen and to sell, you know, to make money. And so I think, I mean, I just have a really, really soft spot in my heart for her as she empowers all of us, you know, in on our journey. So thank you, Miss Donna, and this beautiful space that you've created.
We had amazing
a fucking blast. Yeah. So she's already set up the next one. So if you missed it.
She is a go, 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 get stuff done, book ahead. Yeah. Yes. I do love that. Yeah. So we already know it's going to be Saturday, July 20th of 2024. Yeah. So kind of the summer mystical night in. I think she's still calling it the same. And you and I, we agreed that and committed that we will be there to offer the same thing. Yeah. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's going to be great. So if you missed it, you know, please feel free to join us at the next one because it's going to be a lot of fun. I think, it was kind of cool because you could pick up the gifts for people and yourself that were just things that like, I just would never think of buying, like, you know, for the products that were out there were just unbelievable. So, purposeful and meaningful. And so I just, July 20th, mark your calendars now. I don't even think it's live, but she did kind of say save the date. So if people really, really felt left out, that they missed it, like if they had FOMO, because you should have FOMO.
Yeah, you should. She did put it on social media. It was on there. I saw it. Like, so she's committed to that date. So that's going to be great. And I'm curious to see who, if there's new vendors, it's going to be amazing. And maybe you and I will have a chance to like, I'd like to kind of browse or maybe go get a reading too. I was thinking,
I know.
Yeah, that was great. So loved it. Yeah, it was a successful event. And
Thank you. Thank you for those who came and were able to. Of course. Yeah. Thank you. So that was awesome this weekend to get to do that fun stuff. What else is going on? What do we want to talk about next, my sister?
Well, should we kind of get into what we have? We've collaborated, of course, and Lightworkers United is going to host a 3-week event or workshop. So if you want to join Manjeet and I, we're going to be doing a Meet Your Spirit Guides workshop. It's online. So you, wherever you are, listener, you can join. We're only going to have 10 seats. This is going to be a really powerful, small, intimate group as we're going to do some great work, intuitive work, but we're going to show you how to meet and discover your guides, how to receive messages for them, and really connect and build a relationship with the guides that you have. There's some guides that you have your whole life, and there's guides that you're going to have different phases of your life. So we'll get into that, but we would love for you to join us if you're interested in something like that.
Yep. Tickets are on sale. So we'll have the link on our Instagram
and YouTube.
YouTube channel, exactly. May 14, 21st, and 28th. So mark your calendar starting at 5:30. We're gonna our first week. Should we just kind of tell the general outline? Because this is kind of right. It's kind of for anyone really who you might already know your spirit guides, join us. You might not know who they are. Join us. You might think you know who they are.
Right.
Join us.
Join us.
It's all levels, all levels.
Join us, join us, join us.
It's week one. We're gonna really do a discovery of our spirit guides. And if you're kind of curious, we may even actually share some of our adventures with our spirit guides and a little bit of our fundamentals in episode 126. So for a little bit of research, if you want to just make sure you resonate with who we are with this workshop, check out that episode because we have some, I mean, wouldn't you say we have some beliefs around spirit guides, right? But, we want to make sure you are a good fit with that. We believe that they kind of come and go. Right. Yeah. We believe that they evolve with us. And so there are some other cool little concepts in that episode that, don't you think, it would be kind of fun for them to
check. Check it out. And again, you may know who your guides are, or maybe you just know you have guides. But we're going to get a little bit deeper than that. Like, yes, you have guides, spiritual guides, and then we'll get into a little bit of the differences between spiritual guides and then, you know, angels and, and then ascended masters. Like there's differences here, but our spiritual guides that are working with us and working with you. So we all have them, by the way.
Yes, I do
believe that. And, you know, I think when we come together, man, we always try to say this too, like we have our own beliefs or how we've things we've experienced and how we see things and we talk about it. I always say, you always say, if it doesn't resonate with you, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. So if it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. And we're never going to push our beliefs onto you and say, this is it. This is the only way. I feel like there's so much out there to learn and take what resonates, take what feels good. So this could just be another avenue of learning, right? Expanding and just your knowledge. So if you've already like, I know who I work with and this is how I do it, blah, blah, this might be a great opportunity to come and you can share because this is, again, you know, something to share, but to learn some more and expand. And who knows, maybe you'll have the changing of the guides when you're with us.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
that's always interesting when that happens.
And you know, again, that episode 126, we talk about our relationship and some of the things that we've seen. And actually, incidentally, there was a beautiful soul at the workshop on Saturday that talked to me afterwards about that episode, because I have a very distinct guide who looks very, very different than mainstream guides. So it was fascinating because she, and I felt kind of vulnerable even in the episode. I remember, I'm reflecting on that now. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm going to say it. Okay, my guide looks like a fish. Okay, yes. I said it out there. Yeah. Like it just, because it's fucking weird. Like this is weird stuff, right? But I'm so glad that I did because this beautiful soul came up to me after the session and said, I know that guide. I've never heard anybody ever say, but I have that too, you know? So it's a really cool experience. I think that's one of the things that we love to do in our workshops is this feeling of inclusion. No, you're not wrong. There's no wrong way, right? If you're in the light and love. And so being vulnerable a little bit and kind of sharing all those things, I just thought it was so cool. So week one is discovering. It's a discovery session. Discover your spirit guides. Yeah. And then week two, we just go a little bit deeper where we're going to learn to trust the messages from your guides. Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's a plethora of different strategies that we have, but also we'll be curious to hear what works for you as well.
Yeah, we're going to ask for them to give us signs. So there'll be like little homework, things that you guys will be entering in and setting intentions. So that'll be really fun to discover and receive those signs while you're with us and in the weeks to come. Yeah, I'm excited about that part, actually.
Yeah. And week three is super cool too, because what we've experienced with a lot of our clients and people that come and talk to us, even individually and separately, is people are like, well, yeah, I'm hearing all this stuff, or I'm getting these signs, or, you know, you're learning to kind of trust in the messages. But then there's the week three, which is where we help you learn how to decipher. How do you extract that beautiful wisdom from those messages that are uniquely and intrinsically for you and your guidance, right? And your experience. So there's an integration that has to happen. It's not just understanding seeing the signs, it's understanding it. And so, and that's a very unique and private process that we want to walk with you on. Right. And that's
I agree. And understanding too that everyone's process or experience, or what comes to them, is going to be different. It's unique to you. So the way my guides talk to me and the way I communicate and receive is going to be different than the way Manjeet does with her guides, you know, and we have different guides. And so it's going to be, I think, super fascinating and as well as fun, because that's really important to us. Lots of laughter, lots of fun. We're very, if you haven't figured this out, very easygoing, very casual. And so you don't have to show up all nervous. Okay. Like we're really easy to work with and we want to have a lot of fun, but we're excited to see who these beautiful 10 souls will be. to join us. So again, Tuesday evenings, I don't think we mentioned what day of the week. So these are Tuesday evenings, everyone, May 14th, the 21st, 28th, 5:30 PM Pacific time. And so this is allowed so that East Coasters can also join us. We'll be together for 90 minutes for these 3 weeks each time. So, and we, did we say what the price was? I think you did. Did you mention the price?
I don't think I did, but it's very spiritual.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
All right. Yeah. It's $111. So $111 bucks will get you your seat for 3 weeks with us. And, you know, 9 other beautiful souls, including yourself, will be 10. So yeah, join us. It's going to be great. It's open for enrollment right now, isn't it, Mayim?
It is. You can register right now. Go to guidedgatherings.com and go to events there. Right now, we're just using my website until Lightworkers Unite has their own. But guidedgatherings.com, just go that direction. And under events, you'll see it pop up. It's Meet Your Spirit Guides Workshop. And you can register there. And bring a friend. If you know someone that would also really enjoy this, bring them. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm super excited about our other event coming up in May.
Yes.
On May 22nd, which is going to also be at 5:30. And this is really, I mean, gosh, we've just had so many people asking us for a night with spirit, haven't they?
Right.
Just like
they have
our standard join us on Zoom. We've done this a few times already with our witches and hags and all the other evenings with spirit. So that's going to be 5:30 on Wednesday, May 22nd. And so we're still working out the details on that.
Yes, that is not up and ready to register, but it will be by tonight.
If you're looking for some, no pressure. There I know. But if you're, you know, if you're just wanting some connection and wanting to look for, you know, some connection with spirit and departed loved ones, all that beautiful stuff. We're going to have a very, very intimate evening with spirit on May 22nd. So we're just gearing back up.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. And those, of course, again, is a group reading online Zoom. So there's techniques on how we do that type of platform demonstration, mediumship demonstration, spirit messages demonstration. So we'll go into all of that too. But if you have a Zoom account, you don't even need a Zoom account. You'll get a Zoom link when you register. You'll show up. We do prefer that you have a camera on, or at least if you are chosen. So, and the way you'll be chosen is if you have a loved one, or we are sensing any spirit guides, we might, you know, pick you out of the crowd. But these are super fun too. A lot of times I'll have people say, well, how can you really connect with spirit if we're not in person? And the thing is, we can. It's so powerful, you guys. We're all in the same space. Yeah. So I do the majority of my readings are over Zoom, and group readings, workshops, spirit comes through. Okay. And I'll be honest with you, telephone readings are the most powerful. I'm just
kidding. Oh, yeah.
They are the most powerful.
I believe it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and you think about it, right? Like how many times we've done our episodes even, and spirit comes through, it's electronics, it's this energy. There's a very, very specific frequency that happens when we're online and on the phone, right? It's all electrical information. And so it's almost like a conduit. It's almost like a way for spirit, another way for spirit to actually speak up, to have another voice. So for those folks that are not sold on the online stuff, I agree with you 100%, Mayim. It is all about frequency, and it is actually sometimes amplified, the messages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's very, very powerful, and we'd love to see you on the 22nd. So,
5:22, we just figured, again, using numbers, angel numbers, 5:30 PM. And we haven't set for a couple hours. I think that's about as long as we can go, you know, energetically for the two of us, and that's a long time to ask, you know, for people to come. But again, that'll be something. So because it's over Zoom, just let everyone know, have them sign up. And we'll, you call them popcorn, I call bullet readings, but You know, we're going to go, we're going to just, so know that they're not full readings. It's not like the full meal deal. You're just going to, you might connect you with the loved one and then you'll get the message, right? And it's about the evidence, but it is so wonderful, everyone, to witness and watch the other people receive messages. And in group settings, always, spirit knows that we're all together. And so they're going to provide a beautiful message for the collective. So you're going to be listening or witnessing someone else receive a beautiful message, maybe from their grandmother. And you might be like, oh gosh, that really resonates with me too. Like, oh my gosh, my grandmother was a baker and she did this and she gave me butterscotch candies. And I don't even know why I'm saying this, but all those things too, that would come through. And you might be able to accept that and take that too. So just know that spirit is trying to serve us all. And so again, these group readings, I think, are really magical and powerful. You're not guaranteed a reading, but you will leave feeling inspired, knowing that spirit, that knowing that our loved ones are with us. And you'll witness all the messages.
Yeah. Right? It was really beautiful to see, even in one of the, excuse me, I'm getting this like throat constriction in my, for some reason, in our group readings that we had at Kindred Healing this weekend with a mystical evening, and it was so interesting. There were so many moments where, somebody would be really touched by what we were saying. Right. And so they would be crying. And now, this is a setting where people don't even know each other at all. There might be a couple of people that know each other here and there, but there were all these really profound moments for me that just kind of really just blew me away. Is when one person was getting really emotional, there were like four or five other people that were crying.
Yeah.
You know, not like, feeling, not just crying, but feeling that energy and that pain and that connection and that joy, actually, like, wow, I'm so happy that that happened for her. Like that she got what she needed. And, and I think that's what I love about these evenings with spirit, that we're all so connected that, you know, even if you aren't getting your specific message, you get to hold space for people to heal and grieve and laugh and, you know, all of that. So if that resonates with you as well, and, you know, join us, because we love that beauty, that humanity, that is just, I don't know, it just blew my mind this weekend. Like I just loved, I mean, I just kept putting, you know, taking those Kleenex and wrapping. Who needs a fucking Kleenex? Yeah. Everybody needs a Kleenex.
I know. And even though our intention was like laughter, you know, we called ourselves the comedians and stuff. So you definitely can heal and have laughter through tears. And so there was a lot of tears, but those are beautiful. Those are tears of healing. So that's great. When you know you've tapped into some major healing there, when the tears come. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. So lots of fun things. We're back. Join us.
Yeah.
And today is Earth Day. Today just Earth incidentally.
Day. Yeah, it is. 4/22.
I know. Yeah. I know today I was a guest speaker on an emerald.
Yes.
It was a beautiful live event called An Emerald Earth. And you can like her. Her name is Isla Genevieve Sophia, and she's kind of holding this space today for people to talk about what an emerald world would look like. Yeah. Mm. And it was just a really beautiful group. There were about 12 or 15 of us women, actually. I think we were all women, or identified as women. We were all speaking on how we felt about what an emerald world would look like, a place where we are all in community, right? All loving. And, you know, for me, it was like being a truth teller, being truthful to yourself. You know, so that you could really ascend on the planet in love and kindness and compassion, right? So it was just a beautiful event. You can catch the replay too. You can find her stuff on Instagram. It's called An Emerald Earth. And you can like her stuff. And if you subscribe, you can hear all of us, you know, chatting away about how we envision the world, right? Like, what is our vision for this planet? You know, so I was just curious, Mayim, when you think of like Mother Earth and Gaia, how do you honor her in your life?
That's so interesting. I wish I did it more often, right? Sometimes we get stuck inside and we're all busy, especially if you're in the Pacific Northwest, where the weather is mm-hmm. not always in your favor. I really honor her by connecting with the trees. That is, I absolutely adore and love trees. And so I like to be, I like to go to the forest. I like to go to the river. I love rivers and streams and lakes. I love the ocean, but I'm not an ocean girl. I married an ocean guy. He's all about the ocean. And so, and I know that's the majority of the earth is ocean. So I like to go to the trees. I just feel they're there for us. They're providing oxygen. So I like to connect. I'm like the old, like hug a tree, yeah. you know, tree hugger. My dad used to plant trees in our backyard. And I there's something about the growth and the ancient knowledge and longevity of a tree. So that's for me, it's always like honoring. And I kind of feel like that's where I come together, stand with the trees. Be like, hi, I'm with you. And kind of part of this, like, thank you, trees. Thank you, earth, for providing trees. I mean, all the different species of trees and how they're all connected underground. And I just freaking love trees. Did I mention that? Yeah. I like trees. Yeah.
yeah. I like trees. You would really love that book. It's a really great book. It's called The Secret Life of Trees. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but, or even
I have heard of it. I need to read that. Yeah. You're right.
If you have this deep, if anyone, you know, listening to has this reverence of trees, it blew my mind. And I literally, cried so many times because I also love that tree energy, but learning about it. And I think he's a botanist as well. Like, so he's writing it from very, which I love, you know, kind of the technical pieces of it, but it's somewhere in the book, it morphs into like, you know, like traditional science. And then it gets really fucking crazy. Like they have all this evidence that supports how the trees are speaking to each other, to different species, to it just blew my mind that there's a whole nother part of our earth, right? That we have no fucking idea, you know, trees especially are just unbelievable. Yeah. I also love trees too, but I love what you're saying about like the oxygen, you know, because they are the givers of oxygen and we are the taker of oxygen, right?
Correct.
They consume what we release. We consume what they release, right? So there's a very symbiotic.
Yes. Partnership and need and growth. And,
So a lot of times in my meditations, I'll have this, I call it like a circuit. So like there's the tree in front of you releasing this green energy that we breathe in. And then we breathe in the roots and then the roots form together with the tree energy. And it creates this circuitry. I call it the circuit, you know? And so there's like this ever like loving life energy that comes from these trees, but it's all right, you know, rooted in Gaia, in this beautiful Mother Earth. There's something just magical about
them. Very magical about it.
Oh, I love it.
How about you? How are you going to honor Earth Day?
Well, I felt like today being, you know, a guest speaker on her beautiful platform online today was very cathartic because I got to hear a lot of other beautiful souls talking about their vision of an emerald world and what it would look like and how they want to interact with it and kind of like what their mission is, you know, to support a, you know, just a more sustainable home for us. And so I felt like even though it wasn't grounding or like physically outside, I did feel like I was connecting with her, with Mother Earth, in that,
of course,
in that conversation. But I definitely I definitely connect with Mother Earth right now. Like it's almost like in phases for me. Like when I was pregnant, it was very different. Like I was very anchored into Mother Earth because I was very in my body, right? And I was giving birth. Like it felt very earthy, very like dirt, like energy when I was in those formative years. And now it feels very watery. Like if we kind of associate elements to the different cycles of your life and my life and the earth's life. Right now, my life feels very like flowy, washing away, you know, my pain, for example, right now after this, you know, profound healing process that I'm in right now with this mastectomy, right? It feels very flowy. Like I feel like just water is just pouring through my crown, all through every cell, and just, you know, taking it away. And that feels very Mother Earthy. Like, you know, it feels very, it's her healing power. Yeah. So yeah, it's just been a funny day, like speaking about Mother Earth and my connection and serving people. That has been great. But also I think this feeling of water energy is really strong.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious, you know, maybe for folks that are listening, they could make a note in our Instagram about, you know, what element is calling to you on Earth Day, right? What is the element? Yeah. So fascinating.
I know. Yeah. And considering that I'm a fire girl too, I mean, my element being fire, I really love the trees and the earth and gravitate towards that. And water to me is my balance. And I go through phases where I'm super attracted to water. I always want to be near water. I just feel like it brings balance and I love to float and all that, but it's really interesting how I think the different elements, no matter what your element is, how you find the other ones show up in your life and where you're feeling attracted to them. And which means that you want to come into balance or you want to bring more of that in your life. And so I just really acknowledge that. And maybe today is a beautiful day and maybe Mother Earth knows that it's Earth Day and we're all acknowledging and honoring her. So I feel like I can't wait to get outside, get some sunshine and go walk amongst the trees and have my little chat with the trees, you know, and just say thank you. But I feel really gravitated towards the trees lately, more so than water.
Yeah.
And it goes ebbs and flows all the time.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point because I think a lot of times people think, oh, I am this sign. So therefore I am this element and they should always be connected to that element. Right. Or, you know,
right.
And I totally agree with you again, big surprise that I feel like, you know, we are evolving and changing and growing all the time.
All the time.
And, right. And the elements come forward at different times in our lives to support us. So like, you know, I happen to be a water sign. So I am in a state of like profound healing right now. But I have to say, right before I went in for surgery, I was pretty fiery. I felt very like I'm going into battle and I felt a lot of fire energy. I felt like I needed it. Like,
I was blasting you with some of that though too. We all were. But yeah, with light, but I was blasting you with all kinds of
heat
and fire and light. Like I was zapping you with electricity.
So, wow. See, it's so interesting, isn't it? Like the elements around you, right? Like, cause I mean, it was very distinct for me and I'm pretty in tune with my energy in general, but I knew, you know, I was going into battle. So it was a phase of my life where I knew I was calling on my spirit team, you know, and that's why I think workshop is just the timing of it is so powerful because, you know, we both have been connecting with our spirit guides. And I mean, for years and years and years, but it's just so magnificent how it changes and morphs and, you know, how brilliant they are that they just know what we need. And you know, going into that fire phase, I was just blown away by the spirit guides that were showing up for me. They were faces and energy that I have never experienced before.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
you know, I know that they were there very strategically for me, you know?
Yeah.
So all of this is kind of like morphing into one little like ball, like what we're talking about. But I just say, yeah, I love the elements and I love that, you know, fire was just so strong. And now I don't feel that at all. Like, I mean,
that's what you needed, you know, at the time, right? That's what was coming to you. And that's what you needed. And that's what maybe we sense, or I sense, that you needed to bring more balance. And now back to the healing, the receiving, the moon and the water, like for healing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I remember in my meditations going like, I mean, it was just so bizarre. Like, I mean, normally it's so zen and I'm quiet and I come out of my meditations and I'm, you know, super reflective and, you know, I've got like a whole chapter in my book done kind of vibe, right? Like you're kind of like mostly like going into like this really peaceful place. But I remember before going in for surgery, it's so weird. I remember coming out of my meditation and just being like, fucking bring it. Like,
yeah,
come on. Like, I was just like, like not mad, but just like
powerful.
Fucking do it. Come on. Like, I just remember saying like, let's go. And I was just,
yeah,
like,
that's sun energy, right?
Yeah.
That is sun energy.
So crazy. Like
all yang, baby, yang all over. Do. Let's do it.
And it was so bizarre. And I think, you know, when we all go through these phases, and it was the first time that it didn't really scare me. Like, cause you know, it's so out of character for me, but I knew I needed her. I needed that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you're standing and you put your shoulders back and you just put your chin out and you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Come hit on. Me. Like that. Like, yeah. Like,
what is it called? Take your toughest punch. No,
take your best shot.
Take your best shot. I'm like, what is wrong with me? You know,
you're getting meningitis, though. Can't say a fucking,
take your best shot. Yeah.
Your life depended on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm so curious if any of our listeners, you know, maybe it might be interesting to keep a journal of this. Like, when in your life do you remember feeling that fire energy versus those quieter times when you're feeling more air energy, maybe where you're feeling more inspired by air energy, or maybe inviting more flow water energy in your life, right? Or the grounding for earth, right? I'd just be so curious to see if there was definitely a correlation, because I feel like there is. I mean, at least for me, you know.
Absolutely. I think we all are. And maybe we're just not aware of it or connecting with it. So we're just, you know, having everyone set that intention and become more aware of it, especially today with being Earth Day. Everyone is going to be more you know, mindful of the earth and honor it in their own way. So I do like that. I was thinking about it. I think my two girls who are Libra are earth, right? Or are they, I should know this. Libra, I think it's Libra earth or air.
Yes. Or air. Why do I want to say air? Oh, I'll Google it real quick.
I think, and but then Dana being, they feel earthy to me.
Do they?
I'm just going to look it up. Let's really see. Quick.
It's Libra is air. It's an air sign.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, it is.
So I thought they were.
Maybe I have it the opposite. Maybe it's Gemini is earth.
Gemini is, I thought, water.
Oh my gosh. Gemini is also air. So all my girls are air. It's so weird. And I didn't even know it until this very moment.
Wow.
They're all air and I'm fire. And John is, isn't Pisces water? Yeah, the fish.
Pisces is water. Yeah, so I believe
my
so.
My balance. Oh. That totally makes sense. He puts my fire out. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Or I light him up. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. So I was just curious. Like, again, I'm always curious about the people that we surround ourselves with. What elements are there? You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Is I didn't know Johnny was a Pisces. I think William is too. Russell is a Pisces.
He's on the cusp.
Yeah. What's his birthday?
No, he's not Pisces. What the hell's wrong with me? Look at me. I have Pisces in my head. He's Capricorn. I am.
Oh, I know. I'm like, I'm so confused right now. I'm like, no.
Can I edit that out? I mean, how embarrassing. No, he's a Capricorn.
Okay. Yeah. William Russell is a March 20th. So he's a Pisces.
Yeah. He's Capricorns are water. Earth. There's my Earth. Okay. So you guys are both water?
Yeah, all four of us are.
Get the hell out of here.
I know.
Wow. That is so interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Mina is a Scorpio, and I think she is, right? That's water as well.
I think so. I always thought that was weird that Scorpio was, to be honest. But yes, I think you're right.
Yeah. Amira is a little Cancer crab like me. And then William, of course, is the Pisces. And then Mina Russell is the little little Scorpio, which is also very all four of us are water. It's quite fantastic.
And that would explain, like, you have a lot of flow, right? If you think about it.
We do. Yeah, the dynamics in our family, definitely. We are very, we talk a lot together. We do a lot of things together. We watch a lot of shows together. Like, we're very, different, but we're very, like, connected in the pool of our life, really. You know, it's like a very,
the pool of your life.
Yeah, it's fun. I think generally we get along pretty well, which is also quite shocking, but maybe it is because we're all waters and we kind of get each other a little.
Yeah. There's a lot of flow. I think that's beautiful. I'm curious. That's so interesting. Yeah.
I think the big thing with water signs too, and the water, is when you go with the flow, there's also, I think there's something about holding space for people to be who they are. Like, you're not just the flow of your life. It's like the flow of life in general. Like, you know, there's an acceptance, I find. Like, I see this, I'm only saying this because I know I try to be as, you know, reserve judgment and all that. And I think that's, as a coach, that's critical. You know, we don't judge people, right? At least a good coach doesn't.
Right.
That's one thing I really admire about the girls and Will, is that they do really hold space for wherever anybody is in their life. You know, like, it's, everyone has their own distinct path, and that's okay. Like, they're not trying to change that. You know, they're just observing, and they're very forgiving and open about that stuff, you know? So yeah, that's what that's what I admire about them anyways, and strive to be like as well. But
love that. Maybe. So great.
Earth Day.
I know. Look at all the elements. I'm like, I know we had a show about the elements too, that we went through each of them. So here we are talking about Earth. I think it's awesome. It's so great. And congratulations to you for having your awesome speaking engagement or speaking time. So where can anyone watch you or find you? Is it available to watch?
Yeah, you can catch it on the replay. Yeah, now, because it's over now, but and if you go to Instagram and go to an Emerald Earth, right?
That's where
Emerald Earth. That's
Okay, go there.
And you'll find her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you might have to just register for it. It's completely free. So you can kind of scroll through and, like, find all of the recordings if you're interested. But yeah, it was really beautiful. And she's got a great mission. So she's somebody I really believe in, and love and admire. So she's a cool person to connect with on this beautiful Earth Day, you know, like we all, right? We all have these beautiful visions of how we want the world to be. And I think that's another, maybe something we can leave you with today, is, you know, what role are you playing in living in the best world, right, that you want? Mm-hmm. You want a beautiful world, right? What is your role in making that happen? Yeah. Because we all have a role to play, right?
Right. And you may not know it, and that's okay, but that's where you'll need to meet your spirit guides and ask them.
And it doesn't have to be like, you know, I'm gonna solve world hunger. I mean, geez, like, it doesn't have to even be that. It can be
right.
Like, I'm going to honor Mother Earth by standing in her grace today. You know, it can be something as powerful as, I'm gonna just breathe in her beautiful light and air today and just honor myself. Yeah. You know, it can be very micro. changing, you know, but all of those micro things turn into macro things, you know. So don't feel pressure with that challenge to do something huge. And I mean, that's all great too, but you know, little things are really powerful too. Yeah.
I agree. I love it. Well, this was fun. As always, it's so nice to be back. It's so nice to be back chatting with you and our listeners too. I hope you guys join us again. We'll be back next week. And you should be hearing from us and getting excited for our workshops. Join us if you want to come be with us in person and learn some stuff. And then also the guests that we're going to have ahead of time too.
Yeah, we will let you know. If you want to be a guest, let us know.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Hello, Lightworker. Yes. If you would like to be a guest, we will shine the light on you. Absolutely. Ooh. Reach out.
Goosebumps when you said that.
Reach out. I would love that. Okay.
We would love that. Yes. Yeah, so we love you. We honor you all. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for being here.
Us.
Yeah. It's so nice to see you too, my friend. All right. Thank you everybody for joining us. Have a great, wonderful, wonderful day. And here's our
Namaste. Love you all.